Would you now learn the mysterious truth that everyone knows and yet nobody tells, of that festive occasion beloved of youth, the sandcastle season we all know so well? Then come with me, friends, let's go down to the sea, at the ebb of the tide, at the half of the moon. Bring buckets and shovels and afternoon tea. Slip across Shoreline Avenue, climb over the dune, and we'll build sandcastles proud and tall, cities for fairies to dwell in. And we'll spread our blankets and picnics all, and watch till the tide brings the swell in, for civilizations rise and fall, and fate comes for us, be we large or small. The days dart past while the ages crawl, and the tale is revealed in the telling. When you build on the beach, have you ever imagined diminutive fairies that come there to live? Are they dwelling right now in the castles we've fashioned? Look now and see, if you dare to believe. With their smallness of size comes a briefer duration. The short span of time that we call a day is an age of the world for their civilization, until the tide arises and sweeps it away. And yet think of the sandcastles they must build, that each breaking wave washes over. With what strange brief creatures might they be filled? Too small for our eyes to discover. And do they tell stories, as dreamers will, of worlds yet smaller or larger still? Do you see at last what the sands reveal? Within every world there's another. Now who here has been to the capital city and stood in the center of Origin Square? Recall to your mind those colossal cathedrals, the spires and towers and palaces there. Our school teachers take us to visit these towers, whose age and whose makers they say are unknown, not daring to name those mysterious powers, much older than ancient and stronger than stone, who built their sandcastles proud and tall, cities for people to dwell in. Are they watching still from the mountain wall? Do they tell the same tale we are telling? For worlds must end, be they large or small, and for men and fairies and titans all. The days dart past while the ages crawl, till the turn of the tide brings the swell in. Our history begins with the works of the Titans, the cities and nations they founded and taught. Yet legends still whispered round fires at night tell of worlds gone before that were drowned and forgot. And this world of the fairies we've built with our hands is more true and more real than a game that we play. Watch as their cities return into sand. You are titans to them. Can you hear when they pray? The end will come, be it swift or slow, and none can preserve what they fashion. When we shape a world, we must let it go. Can we keep the waves from their crashing? Can we save this world for the fairies? No. If the Titans still watch us, they never show. but things stand above as they stand below. So remember these worlds with compassion.